Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk Sherrar Tiger wrestling with 220-pounder senior Carson Hansen off to a nice start. Finished first at the Riverdale Jim Boyd invite a couple of weekends ago. Third place this past weekend up at the Erie Prophetstown tournament. That's not a bad start, Carson Hansen. How have things been going on the mat for you?
From my perspective, they've been going pretty well and been pretty successful. Starting out at 14-3, I think I am. I think that things are going obviously well, but gonna keep training hard in the wrestling room and better myself, better my teammates.
Well, and it looks like 220 pounds is going to be a pretty competitive weight class in this area. There's some pretty good dudes at that weight class. Apparently there's going to be some pretty good battles as the season wanes on.
Oh yeah, especially obviously Logan Lee, he's a pretty well-known commodity around here. Taylor Fleetwood, Bolton coming down to from heavyweight to 220. He's obviously great competition. Him and I went to overtime here at Erie last weekend, and he beat me 3-1 with a takedown late in overtime. But yeah, 220 is kind of stacked this season.
So early in the season, what has worked well for you on the mat, and what are some other things you're honing in on as the season progresses?
I believe for me what really wins my matches would be out conditioning a lot of the wrestlers that I use or that I wrestle, obviously. None of them have really been in shape like we are. And I think that's really going to take me far this season, especially in those late grind matches where it's tied 2-2 and at the end of the third and you have to go and do a fourth period. That's really gonna do me well later in the season.
How important is your workout partner in the wrestling room? And you know, you look at the upper weights where you're talking about 220-pounder and a heavyweight. You have the luxury of having a pretty good workout partner in Jared Bailey. How important is that, do you think, in this sport?
Your workout partner honestly determines your success on the mat. He will make or break you. If you don't have a guy there pushing you, occasionally beating up on you, then you are going to have a tough time being successful on the mat. And I'm fortunate enough to have a workout partner that pushes me to my maximum every day at practice. He's always there. He's always grinding with me back and forth, you know. And that's something that you can't beat. I mean, yeah, practice sucks and it's hard, but he's there to make me successful and I'm there to make him successful. So it plays a huge role.
Yeah, and you're kind of a unique story because you two guys have kind of reversed roles, right? He's the 285-pounder now, and you're the 220-pounder. That's an interesting storyline, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Last year I was weighing 265, and now he's weighing 255, and I'm weighing 220. It's definitely weird because he tosses me around like I used to toss him around, and we always make jokes at practice that he tosses me around like I'm a piece of paper. He plays the role heavyweight. I feel better than I did, and I hopefully fill his shoes pretty well too.
What, so you went from then 255. You told me off the air you're about 225 at the start of the season. How in the world did that? How did that happen for you?
I'm not really. I worked out for about 6 hours a day over the summer, usually every day, so like 6 or 7 days a week. Some days was real hard. Some days I was like, oh, I'm not feeling this, but I always found a way to get a workout in. Right now I'm weighing in at around 212, but I couldn't really tell you how it happened. I'm glad it did happen because I feel so much better. I wrestle so much better.
Well, and I guess the other nice thing is that you know during the holiday season, if you're 212, as they say, let the big dogs eat. Right? I mean, you don't have to worry about that over the next couple of days, right?
Oh no, that definitely means something to me, especially I mean, at the beginning of the season, when I was weighing at 218, 219 with our first meets, I was like, oh, man, I can't eat. I've never had to done this. I've never had to do this before. What the? But now my weight's kind of slowly going down, so I'm regulating my eating, and I'm feeling a lot better, wrestling a lot better.
All right, you have to tell me, I was talking to you a little bit off the air, that this they call it the Abe's Rumble, and it's after Christmas. It's the big wrestling tournament. It's a dual meet format, and I think you told me off the air 42 teams are down in the – it's hosted by Petersburg Porta. I think they have it in the Springfield area still. So there's 42 teams, and I think you get like 8, 9, or 10, something like that, dual meets over a couple of days. I would just – like you to explain to our listening audience, what does it look like when 42 wrestling teams get together in one room?
It's honestly indescribable. It's actually nuts. When you get that many teams all together, it's almost like you don't know them, but you're friends, but they're enemies.
Yeah.
And the competition down there is also nuts. Like, there's Stanford Olympia. They're always good down there. Clifton Central. It's Mercer County's down there. The competition's crazy. A lot of good guys down there. And just honestly something, the atmosphere that you can't beat.
All right. It looks like team-wise for Sherrard, you're able to fill most of the weight classes I see most nights, so that's nice. What about the team?
Yeah, we fill just about every spot usually, unless we have a kid sick or something. But I think that as the season progresses, so will our wrestlers. We got a lot of young kids at the lower weights, but that's what's going to happen in a rebuilding team. We got a lot of freshmen that came up, and I'm glad that they stuck around. They're getting a lot better, getting over their stage fright, as Coach calls it. We're coming along as a team, and we're coming along at the right time.
All right, good to visit with Carson Hansen. Off to a great start on the wrestling mat here in 2017-2018. Carson, nice going. Keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's Carson Hansen with us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.